This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Selikamanxe kuyihora lesine ntambama sawubona mlaleli. Advocate Malisela Defo has filed a formal application for a trial within a trial today as the late Bafana Bafana goalkeeper Senzumeiwa murder trial is underway in the Gauteng High Court. Defo raised concerns last week about the opening of a second docket citing that his clients were allegedly beaten by police and forced to plead guilty. He adds that he believes that his clients were wrongfully charged. Defo is repressing four suspects in the case. He informed the court on Friday midway through the cross-examination of forensic officer Sergeant Tabo Yanis Mosaya that he was uncomfortable continuing with the trial. He is therefore speaking on the matter.
Of two case dockets with a different theory, with a different investigative officers, we've got the situation in the South African Police Service whereby the members of South African Police Service are in collision courts, which is not helping to the justice in this country. You cannot have the situation whereby, for the same incident, you've got a different case for different theory, which wrongfully brought my client here. And there is also the case 375, which is opposing. In essence, 375 is opposing the presence of my client in this court because saying there are relevant people who are supposed to be charged. And those relevant people who are supposed to be charged will be tried in the South Local Division, Johannesburg.
In other news, the leadership of South African National Taxi Council is set to meet to discuss the impact of recent increases in the price of fuel. Two of the country's biggest taxi associations, the National Taxi Alliance and Santaco, are lobbying Trade Union Federation COSATU and other civic groups to join a national shutdown over the spiraling fuel price. Santaco's Bafana Makakula says their NEC will meet with government after they have sat down and discussed their proposals to limit the impact on the sector. And finally, tens of thousands of people have invaded the ecologically rare drift sands nature reserve, causing extensive and reversible damage. The illegal occupation of the reserve on the Cape Flats started 2 years ago as the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. Authorities say their hands were tied at the time as the disaster regulations forbade evictions. Now the nature reserve is in danger of losing its status.
The problem for us here is that the projections are it's going to be a very cold and wet winter in the Cape Metro. Now this area is part of the Cape Flats aquifer, which means by nature it will also get very, very wet. The Kells River itself has a tendency during winter to flood. It goes up to 3 meters.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.